Thank you for calling XCO. This is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Yes, please, Cheryl. This is Ethel Mitchell again. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'd called the previous rep. I have a number for an installation waiting
what
for
is
between
the phone
3 to 6.
For the customer.
717. Sure. 717-725-2633, please.
Please hold on one for the order to load.
It was a washing
machine. Is it 2633?
Yes, please.
Okay, one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, so I do apologize for the wait. That phone number is not loading anything for me.
I changed the number about 2 hours ago and gave my second number the main number. Let me give you the primary number that was done. They didn't update it then. It's 717-587-2725.
Please hold.
I'm waiting
for the order to load.
Yeah, because I just called about 2:20, 2:25. To make sure, because Kenneth is at work and that cell phone number he cannot pick up. So he gave my number before he went to work for Ethel. And the same rep before you said the same thing. I gave her the update. She claimed she did it to have the technicians call at least 30 to 45 minutes before they get to the house.
I want to tell this lady so. I'm still waiting for that account to load, ma'am. Just bear with me.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, can you verify the first still line's name and the address as well on the order?
Sure, it's Kenneth Amo Mitchell, AMOO-MICCHUAL, Mitchell.
Okay, so the order is showing that it's scheduled for the 27th between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m.
They changed it to 3 to 6 about 11:30 before he went to work, and the text was sent that showed it was changed over to 3 to 6 p.m. today, the 27th.
No, ma'am, it's scheduled for 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're not showing a 3 to 6 on the order for today.
Oh, they changed it. They couldn't make it, so they called and changed it to 3 to 6. So I have a text here, which I can read for you.
Okay, and you're calling in to change the phone number?
The phone number is all we did, and when he sent it to me, because I was not around, he said this, the details of the order except the time frame has changed from 11 to 1 to 3 to 6. It would be Atkins Installation Service, and their phone number is 800-920-8337. Your phone number is primary. They will contact you, and he changed that to my number. So then when they call, then I'll be available at that time. So that was 3 to 3 to 6 today. And I've been there waiting and wondering what had happened. I called earlier, and I advised the number wasn't showing up, his number. He had changed already, so I changed it already with the rep. Is it Brianna Briancy? I did that already at 2:30, 2:40. She changed it and assured me 3 to 6 again. And it's at 4:15. I'm not getting a call still. And because of the encounter that they didn't have my number, I called you right now.
Okay, ma'am. So what I'll ask you to do is reach out to the service provider for you. Just bear with me, okay?
Sure. And your name, please, in case the call drops. Your name, please.
It's Cheryl. Give me one moment, okay?
Sure. Thank you. Yeah, call. Let me match you. Yeah, twice I've called. The first person didn't have my number at 2:20, like I told you.
Yeah, so disorganized.
They added my number. I'm coming. And they added my name. Then when I got on a passing, I called you. I figured after an hour, it's okay. Then I'm like, 4:10, I've learned that normally people don't call me getting to the end of the day. It's a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
So I call before I even step out to take a walk around. I'm holding for sure. She's asking the dispatch department. They have it that they had 11 to 3 still. So I read the text that you sent me to her. And she put me on hold. So I have them waiting for her to figure out what they're doing.